Show.
The Big Five.
The Big Five, brought to you by Worksman's Attorneys, your legal specialist for success for the last century, keeping you close for 100 years. Visit worksmans.com. Word of the day by the QI elves today is charret. They're an intense period of activity immediately before a deadline. Now, I think that the Amabungani journalists have been having lots of charrets recently, lots of periods of intense activity just before deadline, because they're wading through reams of emails. So much information, so much data that I can't even begin to comprehend it. Susan Comrie is investigated Amabungani Center for Investigative Journalism on the line to us from Joburg. And Susan, we've asked you just to come up with the top five things that we've learned in the last 10 days from the Gupta emails, because there's so much, this deluge of information. I don't know how you guys are keeping track. But I suppose we started off with the dairy farm, with KPMG and the wedding expenses. That's got to be one of the biggest revelations, if we can categorize them, in the last 10 days or so.
Absolutely. I mean, you'll remember if we go back to when those stories first came out about the Astina dairy farm, the Guptas denied, they flat out denied that they had anything to do with the project. We know from the leaks that that was a complete lie, that they were deeply involved with that. Now, what you've seen with those, with that project was you had around 114 million rand was promised on the project. A hell of a lot more was given. Around 210 million rand was eventually given. Of that money, we know of around 84 million that was diverted to Dubai. Now, only a tiny fraction of that, from what we can see, was used to actually buy dairy equipment for the farm. The rest of it went through this incredibly complex money laundering scheme being washed through various Gupta companies before ending up back in South Africa. Now, some of it ended up with certain Gupta companies, from what we can tell, but at least 30 million rand made its way back and was used to pay for this lavish Sun City wedding. And I mean, when you look at some of the expenses that were forked out for that wedding, I mean, 2.3 million rand for scarves, 250,000 rand for fireworks. Meanwhile, back on the farm at Astina, you've got malnourished cows that were dying, being thrown into ditches. And this was essentially a project that was meant to benefit developing farmers in the Free State.
I mean, the shock after shock keeps building. And then we look at private sector involvement, of course, with the Guptas, or maybe formal sector, business sector. And suddenly the names of McKinsey and a business that few people had heard of a year ago called Trillion suddenly coming into the spotlight. And those connections have cost somebody, at least on a temporary basis, his job.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, as we saw with Astina, we had the likes of KPMG being dragged in. Now we've seen McKinsey coming into this as well. So what this deals with is a very lucrative consulting and management agreement, roughly, you know, over R1 billion for Eskom. And you had McKinsey coming in, getting this contract, and then agreeing to subcontract a massive portion of that to Trillion, which is a company majority owned by Salim Esser, a very close business partner of the Guptas. And what we've kind of seen, this didn't come out of the leaks per se, but it came out of Advocate Jeff Budlander's report, which shows the way in which effectively Trillion was there, in McKinsey's own words, to collect their 30% and not do very much work in their view. Obviously, the shocking thing that we had here is we had Eskom and we had Lynn Brown standing up in Parliament and saying, denying the Trillion had been paid a cent by Eskom. We now know from Budlander's report that's not true. They got at least 266 million rand, and that's possibly going up closer to 500 million rand.
I was talking, of course, earlier on about the issues around SAP and their very, very angry and very speedy denials of doing anything wrong in connection with Sahara Computers, of course, and alleged bribes paid there. And you guys are sticking to your guns and the allegations against SAP.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, SAP has to come out and say that. They're a company that does a lot of business all over the world. They're also listed on the New York Stock Exchange, which makes them, you know, subject to very serious sanctions, possibly, if they're caught out doing this kind of thing. So I understand that they're coming out and denying it, but at the same time, we're absolutely sure of our facts on this one. You have a tiny company which is controlled by the Guptas, which specializes in selling 3D printers. Now, they get cut in at the last minute on a very lucrative deal for Transnet. And effectively, their role is they sign a contract, and the contract is in black and white. We've put up a copy on our website where they say, where SAP promises them, we'll give you 10% of the value of the contract if you are the effective cause of Transnet signing the deal with us. So effectively, they come in at the last minute, and they get 10 million rand out of that deal. Now, not only that, they get we've calculated around 100 million rand over the course of 2016 from SAP, from this massive multinational German software company. And they're paying it to this tiny company, which seemingly has no experience in dealing with those products.
And then,
and the other thing, of course, that we see is the money then very quickly flows to other companies within the Gupta empire.
Yeah, I mean, chasing the money is what has been so interesting about this. But also the vulgar human element to the story. And I mean, when it's all about big money and it's all about big companies, people don't think that it does any harm on an individual basis. But it does, and we know that. But suddenly when the sexual harassment allegations came out, suddenly the vulgarity of the allegations took on a whole new twist.
Absolutely. I mean, that's not something that we expected to find in the leaks. You know, we have been, as you say, we've been chasing the money. But this was something that that one of my colleagues managed to dig out of the leaks and to piece together a really quite shocking story about different female employees who had worked for the Gupta brothers directly and who were making, you know, some quite serious allegations of sexual harassment and intimidation by at least two of those brothers. There's also an allegation that the brothers had then simply paid money in order to make the problems go away. So that does add another dimension to the story that we're looking at.
And then, of course, the charming individuals of Bell Pottinger, who issued their apology on Friday last week and haven't been seen since, desperately doing damage control. Their business in the UK must be under threat. Their global business must be under threat as fewer and fewer credible entities do business with them, as their own public relations association in the UK is investigating whether or not they behaved ethically, whether they broke any laws in terms of the UK Bribery Act and all sorts of other issues, too. We learn a lot more about the dark side.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, as a lot of people have pointed out, you know, Bell Pottinger are doing what they would advise any of their clients to do. They're instituting an independent investigation. They are, you know, they have suspended three people. There's one person has been dismissed already. And I think they're trying to limit the damage. But I mean, at the end of the day, this is a company who, you know, they have specialized. They've spent their careers working for some rather questionable characters. That they happen to get caught out this time, well, we have to decide whether or not we really take their apology seriously.
Thank you for pulling it all together for us, Susan Comrie, this evening. Investigate at Amabungani Center for Investigative Journalism. I've got no doubt by this time next week there would have been another 20 revelations that will leave us with our jaws on the floor. Extraordinary revelations coming through from Amabungani.